Dragon's Bear Family Fun Center Studio. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get him, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch.
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Castration time.
Bill, this is Coach. I lost my balls. I can't find my balls.
No balls of steel.
No balls.
Can we get some balls around here?
I'm telling you, the boy ain't got a set.
Dadgummit, Bill. He ain't got no balls.
Say it! Say it!
I'm a fan and I'm a woman. Doesn't have the balls. No balls at all.
Is she right?
Ah!
Bill's Balls of Steel.
You know what's amazing is the big item Friday and into the weekend, at least through Saturday or part of Saturday, was what will happen? Will Jeff and the Burrow call in? That has been erased. Number one, Georgia won handily, and all this other news has supplanted Jeff and the Burrow. That's what's amazing this morning. Tennessee Shanky down on the beautiful Emerald Coast says no balls of steel to the Tennessee golfers for hitting bad shots. It's a true stroke penalty. Let's do better. So to whoever threw that golf ball, no balls of steel there, Patton.
Doesn't have the ball. No balls at all.
He says balls of steel to the Tennessee leadership for speaking out against the few fans throwing stuff right after the game. So, balls of steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Irish Bill on the Emerald Coast. Has anybody seen my yellow Titleist? I sliced it off the first tee, and I still haven't found it. Yeah, I think we saw it on TV there, Irish Bill. Johnny Vegas. Balls of steel to UTSA and UTEP. The Roadrunners and the Miners are currently the only Texas schools who are bowl eligible. So, Patton, that would be for both of them a Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Josh, balls of steel to a Purdue player, the Purdue player, who shotgunned a beer on the field right after the game. I saw that. I saw it on Twitter, actually. Balls of steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Now, here's what I don't know. Did somebody throw a beer can down there and he just grabbed it and drank what was left of it? Or how did he get a full beer? I mean, the equipment guy's not going to do that for you, I wouldn't think. Now, how'd that Purdue player get the beer to shotgun it? Right after the game, standing on the field. I saw the picture. Yeah, I saw that. Jeff Chu. Balls of steel to Alabama for jumping back in the top four of the rankings a week after dropping out. Also, balls of steel to Coach O, who's going to get paid $18 million to do absolutely nothing. So a couple of them there, Patton. Balls of steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Coach O. Now, think about this. Coach O is right at the top in salaries. He's making like $8.5 million. That's his salary. That does not include this buyout or the money they're going to pay him. So he has made at LSU just the last couple of years. Let me think this out. Now the $8 is not the original salary when he took over for Les Miles, but after the national championship. But let's say he's been there how many years? Is this year number four as the head coach? Somebody correct me. Let's say he's made $20 million there. It's probably more. I'm talking about including this year's salary. Let's say 25. Yeah, let's say $25 million, and then he's going to get $18 million to go away. So he's going to make, in his brief time as the head coach at LSU, he's going to make about $40 to $45 million on that. But again, I'm estimating. I don't know what the precise number is. Not a bad gig, man. Back to the question, which job is better, LSU or Southern Cal? I'm with Chris on that one. I think they're both elite. Now, it depends on where you are. I mean, it depends on what part of the country. I couldn't live in Los Angeles, okay? I couldn't live in California, first and foremost, because of the taxing. I just couldn't. Not into that. It's a beautiful state. Oh, a breathtaking state. But I could not live there. So, to me, the LSU job would be better for me. But both are elite. Both you can win as big as you want to win. There aren't many jobs like that. There's only a few that you can win ultimately as big as possible. Those are few and far between. If you can get your hands on one of those, then more power to you. Yeah, if you can get your hands on something like that, take it and go with it. You'd be happy. Allen down in Tampa. Bill, no bowls of steel to cousin Eddie Mullen losing to Dead Man Walking. So, Patton, no bowls.
No balls of steel.
Perry Mason from the Orange Groves of America down in Lake Placid, Florida. No balls to Dan Mullen not firing Third and Grantham on the tarmac at the Hogtown International Airport. No balls at all.
Doesn't have the ball. No balls at all.
Florida fans are not in a good spot this morning. I do not blame them one bit. Florida fans are not in their happiest place right now. Steven, down in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, has a nomination. Says huge bowls of steel to Ty Davis Price, setting the single-game rushing record Saturday versus Florida. What did he have, like 280, 285 rushing? It was a huge number. So bowls of steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
614 Rob. Bill, no balls of steel to the Pittsburgh Steelers fans doing the wave at their game last night while a Seattle Seahawks player is loaded onto a stretcher with a possible neck injury. I wasn't watching, but that is not a classy thing to do at all. So, no balls of steel.
No balls of steel.
Hawkeye Jason. Balls of steel to Coach Jeff Brohm, Purdue, for breaking the combination of Iowa football by going 4-1 against Kirk Ferentz while going 11-19 against all the other Big Ten Conference games that he's coached in. So, balls of steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Not bad. Not bad. Johnny Vegas said, along with bowls of steel for UTSA and UTEP, which we mentioned a couple of minutes ago, add to that list another Texas school, SMU, Southern Methodist University, right there in Big D. So, bowls of steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Will and Julia have basically tweeted the same thing. No bowls of steel to callers who blame losses on conspiracy theories and corrupt officials. No bowls of steel.
No bowls of steel.
Clay, Bill, bowls of steel to the Vanderbilt quarterback Mike Wright. So bowls of steel.
Balls of steel.
Also, he says no balls to Vol Nation. They're trashy, Bill. So he says no balls.
Can we get some balls around here?
Josh up in London says that Purdue player who shotgunned the beer, somebody threw him a full beer from the stands. Okay. I was going to say. Right there on the field. RJ over in South Carolina. Bill, I told you. Cookie Monster is the smartest man alive. $18 million to chase co-eds in Destin. He knew exactly what he was doing. Tell you what, Coach O has not looked the part of a serious head coach for at least this year, probably most of last year. I'll give you that. Shannon up in South Bend, Indiana. Indiana was off Notre Dame, excuse me. The Irish were off this past weekend. Bill Bowles of Steel to the bye week. It's nice to have a weekend that you're not emotionally tied with your team playing, and you can just enjoy college football on a Saturday for what it is. So, Bowles of Steel.
Bill's Bowles of Steel.
Alec Ripplebob, no Bowles of Steel to Iowa fans for not booing their Hawkeyes for faking being the number two team in the country. No Bowles.
No Bowles of Steel.
Tug this morning, checking in from Mount Dora, Florida. Bill, if Florida moves on from Mullen, is Baby Kiff a realistic candidate? Coach O, Bill, maybe as the defensive coordinator? I don't think anything happens to Mullen this year, no matter what. No, I don't see anything happening. Now, I will say that if we get into 22 and Florida is exhibiting the same type pattern of some good moments and some down moments and choppy, just choppiness, then I don't know that he gets past 22 because we've got a pretty good bit of data then. And you may say, well, Bill, you got some now. Well, I'm just telling you, I don't think Strickland does anything this year. No, I don't. Now, could something open and he leave on his own? You never know. But, I mean, you've got the Florida gig. Florida gig is a very attractive. Florida is also one of those schools. You've got everything you need to win as big as you can. And they're not doing it right now. Just saying. But the reality check that's happening at Florida right now is very sobering. And that's where we're at with them. Major moves, such a good point here. Over in West Virginia. Bill, no balls to Joe Milton. Not at least giving the Vols a chance by tossing the ball into the end zone at the end of the game. Instead, he just ran out of bounds. So, no balls of steel.
No balls of steel.
What in the bleep was Joe Milton doing? You've got one job there. The ball's got to go in the end zone. He runs out of bounds. Where's he going? What's he saving himself for there? What in the heck was that? You've got one play. Give yourself at least a chance. The ball has to go into the end zone. Ran out of bounds. Yeah, good point. Okay, coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel. Balls of Steel.
Good morning. Still quite a bit of traffic volume as we check it out live. 40 westbound here at Fessler's. All that traffic coming in past the airport through Hermitage, Donaldson. Sure, we've seen a couple of wrecks out here. One over in Metro Center, Dominican Drive at Rosa Parks. Still also on the scene, the earlier wreck, Murfreesboro Pike, just down from Fessler's. Traffic's been crazy slow over there on that side of town because of that wreck with injuries. Oktoberfest at Obergatlinburg going on now through the end of the month. You still got time. Check it out at obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-915-3052. 800-915-3052. 800-915-3052. That's 800-915-3052.
We prevent engine problems by changing the oil in our car. But when it comes to our hearts, we often wait until there's a problem. Why wait for problems when you can be preventative? Soul Tea is a patented tea extract that can help reduce cholesterol and help maintain heart health. I have friends who have been taking Soul Tea for years and the results have been remarkable. And they owe it to Soul Tea. Don't wait for a problem. Come to soultea.com/radio and start taking care of your heart today with a special 25% discount exclusively at soultea.com/radio.
It's a Bill King Show.
Whoever gets hired at any school, the fan base is immediately hypnotized. Once that guy stands at the podium and he says, go team, and here's the way it's going to be, and I'm a winner, the fans automatically just melt. They could hire a guy you've never heard of from a different planet, and once that guy's done at the podium, you'd say, there it is. Happens every time.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning: sunshine, highs today around 72, for tonight patchy fog, lows around 45. For Tuesday, sunshine, high 74, Tuesday night partly cloudy, 50 degrees, Wednesday sunshine, highs near 78. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, this is Rocky.
Sports Radio
He knows more about the oblong spheroid than any man in America. It's Bill King.
My advice to you is to start drinking heavily.
Round man down in Orlando. Balls of steel to Stetson Bennett for simply handling business, Bill. That's a good one. Balls of steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
No, Kev. Bill, balls of steel to NIU up there in DeKalb, Illinois, which is almost Chicago, right? Predictions had them going winless again this year, but they just picked up their fifth win, and they're currently sitting in first place in the MAC West. So to NIU, balls of steel.
Beatles, balls of steel.
That one's pretty good. Hoptown boy, this one's good. Balls of steel to the Tennessee fans, giving me a new way to bring bourbon into the game. It's the vessel known as French's mustard. Balls of steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Yeah, I'm guessing whoever it was who chucked that yellow mustard bottle onto the field, you saw it there at the end of the Tennessee-Ole Miss game, wasn't bringing that into the stadium so he could have extra mustard for his hot dog. I'm just guessing that was a way to squirt spirit into his mouth. Hopefully he cleaned all the mustard out of there before that. That'd be kind of a bad taste. BJ, checking in this morning down in Atlanta. We haven't heard from BJ in months here, so good to hear from him again. Down in the ATL, balls of steel, Bill, to Jackson State and coach Deion Sanders a record-setting homecoming crowd of 55,357 on Saturday, a game that outdrew the Mississippi State-Alabama game, he says. So, first of all, to Jackson State and Deion, balls of steel.
Bills, balls of steel.
He said, no balls to 7-win Sark for showing us that he's still 7-win Sark. So, no balls of steel.
Doesn't have the ball. No balls at all.
Now, this Josh tweet says, do you remember Bill Lorena Bobbitt? I'd sleep with a chastity belt on before every night if I were Urban Meyer. There's a story from, was it Sunday? I think it's a golf reporter or some guy that's got a Twitter handle. I don't know. Says there's a video that's way more incriminating with Urban and Blondie. And says there are some texts, quite a few texts, between the two of them that are very incriminating too, Blondie and Urban. And says a certain coach's wife, wink, wink, Shelley, has been calling the family of Blondie and saying some very mean things. I'm assuming that Blondie is going to get paid off here. Either she has or she's going to. Because she can threaten release of some of this stuff if said payment doesn't come, right? Now, I know that's a crime, but it still happens all the time. Just because it's a crime doesn't mean it won't happen, right? And remember, Blondie's mom was worried that maybe she would lose her job. She just bought that house, apparently, and then that would be financially crippling to her. So, right now, if you had access, if we had access to the money trail, I wonder what that money trail would reveal. I think we can all guess. Very interesting. Johnny Vegas down on the Emerald Coast. Bill, Florida's best win this year is still a 2-point loss to Alabama. That is well written. The GOAT. Balls of steel to Coach Mullen for trying to save Coach O's job. Also, huge size balls of steel to Todd Grantham for putting that defense on the field Saturday and showing his face in public afterwards. So, a couple of them, both of them, Patton, balls of steel.
Bills, balls of steel.
Yeah, right now, you know how they always do all these years? Doesn't matter who the president is. There's always a poll out on the president. Approval, don't approve, whatever. If you did one right now on Dan Mullen, it probably, and it was just Gator fans, it probably wouldn't be real favorable right now. I'm not thinking. Bobby Dew, Bill, Joe Milton is doing exactly what he learned in Michigan from the quarterback whisperer up there. Last play for Tennessee, and they're well in Ole Miss territory. Where was Tennessee on that play? About the 20? Somewhere, yeah, about the 20. 20 yards. Now, again, it's still a tough play to make, but give yourself a chance. Joe Milton takes the snap. Hendon Hooker's out, injured, whatever. And he's been a good quarterback for them. Hendon Hooker. But anyways, Milton in, and he's scrambling around, and he breaks free, starts running, and then he runs out of bounds. End of game. That was very odd. I mean, what are you've only got one job. The ball's got to get to the end zone. You got to throw it up there. Josh, Bill, Joe Milton was just following instructions when the announcer asked people to stop throwing things. That is called situational awareness. I didn't even think that. So Milton, hearing the public address announcer, thought that meant, well, I can't throw this ball then. I'll just scramble out of bounds. We'll all go home. No, Kev, up in Chicago. No balls to the Tennessee caller complaining about Ole Miss faking injuries when there's a video of a Tennessee coach telling a player who's running off the field perfectly fine to go down. So no balls of steel.
Can we get some balls around here?
That's pretty good. Yeah, that's, I like that. Allen in Tampa, Bill, balls of steel to Coach O and also Urban Meyer, both chasing skirt. So balls of steel.
Bill's balls of steel.
Actually, from that video, Urban was chasing tight jeans. But I know what the metaphor means. Buckeye Brenda, Bill, gutless and nutless to the Fox Football Saturday crew, especially Reggie Bush, for making fun of Kentucky's J.J. Weaver. And is that the one that's got six fingers? Is that the one you're talking about? Anyways, gutless and nutless there.
It's gutless and nutless.
They had a picture of him on Twitter, and he was showing his hand. He's got an extra finger in the middle. He's got like two middle fingers or something. Is that the one? I think that's the one you're talking about. Yeah, I think that is the one you're talking about. It was an interesting weekend, y'all. And again, we've got some room if you want to add some more nominations here. We got plenty of time to get those in. We've got, what do we have? About 30 minutes until Lajpa on this Monday edition. Very active show today. And we did do something that is a strict no on the show. And that is we added a guest. We added Chris Landry simply because of his insight into the LSU situation. I will not do that for other jobs. Okay. That is not a new thing. Yes, I created that one in this one case. I won't do it for others. Nope. Monday is strictly a no-go when it comes to guesting. Very rarely will we ever invade that rule. Today was a good day to do it based on that one, but no. That's not going to become a habit. Don't think that's a habit. It won't be. I made that exception just for that moment. And if you missed it, it's hour two. It's the top of hour two, and it goes all the way to about, what, the end of the second break. Yeah, we took a break, brought him back, and we covered a whole bunch of territory. Look, there's no definitive here's the guy yet. So if you thought we could get to that, that's not. I don't think Scott Woodward has his guy done yet. He might very well know who his guy is that he's pursuing, but I don't think we're down that road yet. But we do have two very attractive jobs open. That would be the Southern Cal job. That would be the LSU job. Very, very attractive. Brown man down in Orlando. Bill, how good would Stetson Bennett be if he had six fingers? I don't know. Would that help you throw a ball? I think it'd help you catch the ball better than throw it. Josh up in London, Ohio. Bill, Urban and Coach O chasing tail, and there's no mention of the name Dondi Plowman. That's because she's the president of the University of Tennessee. Or is she the chancellor? She's one of the two. I think she's the chancellor. Lake Norman Buckeye. Bill, who's more entertaining to watch from the sideline, Kiffin or Coach O? I think Baby Kiff. Baby Kiff is the closest thing we have today to Steve Spurrier. Now, again, they're totally different. I'm not saying they're like each other, but they have that angle. They don't care what the other team thinks. They invite criticism. They don't care about that either. They're not afraid to make a little quip here or there that most coaches won't do. Again, I'm not comparing the two, but they entertain similarly. I like that. Yeah, it doesn't bother me at all. So, yeah, no. I mean, Orgeron just stands there with a growl on his face. I don't find him all that engaging or entertaining to watch. I do find Baby Kiff very entertaining. Alan in Tampa. Bill, gutless and nutless, Jeff in the borough is hiding today. So, Patton, that would be a gutless and nutless there.
It's gutless and nutless.
Jeff in the borough was not banned either. He called in a couple times last week after that first call on Monday. Noel fan in the 863 says, Balls of Steel to Florida for hiring and keeping Mullen, and to Miami for also going with Diaz. Florida State has been down, and they can't own the state in recruiting still. Balls of Steel, he says.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Gary Joe Collins up in Tim Couch Country. Balls of Steel, Bill, to Stoopsie and the Wildcats. Georgia is this year's version of the Death Star. And the Cayettes, and he spelt it C-A-Y-U-T-S, the Cayettes did not get boat raced. But the hashtag is dead. Hashtag Kentucky's not winning the SEC East is the way he's put it now. So, Balls of Steel there.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Pretty good one there. The GOAT. Not saying it's true, but rumor is that LSU will go after Dabo. Thoughts? Also, should Florida make a change? And what about Freeze to Florida? I don't think Dabo. Why would Dabo leave Clemson? What would be the point? He's winning natties there. Now, this year's team is not anywhere like that, and they're not going to be back in the playoffs this year. But he's got his own gig. His family, got to remember, his family, his kids are from there. They're not from Birmingham. They're not from Alabama. They're not, obviously, from Louisiana. So I don't think you can get Dabo right now. This year's team, no. This year's team is very average, very mediocre by his standards there. But I don't think you can just go get him. The money, look, he's making tons of money. So you can't pile a big stack up and say, hey, look at this. He's already getting it. So I don't see that. Would Florida entertain? Well, first of all, the Florida job's not going to come open. I'd be shocked if that job's open this year. I don't think there's, unless he left on his own, I don't think anything's going on there, y'all. I think the biggest question about them would be, are they going to do something to patch up that defense? Would it be Todd Grantham? What are they going to do there? Just saying. All right, let's get the break. Coming right back, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Cleanup continues on that terrible crash over there on Murfreesboro Pike, just down from Fessler's. Traffic's still tied up in that area quite a bit, actually, because of that earlier wreck on Murfreesboro Pike, just down from Fessler's a bit. Dominican Drive at Rosa Parks also working that accident. Traffic's still a bit busy, but moving on I-40 coming in from Hickman County through Dixon County. Just watch your speed. Hey, Princess Hot Chicken is now open inside the Assembly Food Hall near the National Museum of African American Music on Broadway. Order online at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hey, this is George Plaster. As some of you know, I've set up the Plaster and Friends Celebrity Bowling Night presented by Gish Sherwood and Friends, Monday night, November the 29th at Hermitage Strike and Spare. Proceeds from the event will benefit Last Minute Toy Store and the Martha O'Brien Center. Those are two charities that I am really excited about. Here's the way you can get involved. Simply go to celebritybowlingnight@gmail.com. Again, celebritybowlingnight@gmail.com. There will be a 6 to 8 p.m. shift and an 8 to 10 p.m. shift. You select which shift you want to be in. Each foursome will play two games, and each foursome will be paired with two different sports celebrities. Cost is $200 per person or $800 for a foursome. I'm not promising great bowling, but what I am promising is a fun event you will never forget.
Golfers, it's time to tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf Shops for the Callaway Apex Trade-In event running now through October 31st. Bring in any of your old clubs and receive a 50% trade-in bonus towards new Apex 21 irons. The Apex, Apex Pro, and Apex DCB are designed with artificial intelligence for faster ball speeds. Swing by and get custom fit today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
Greg Pogue back once again to tell you about Bongo Java, Nashville's oldest and most celebrated coffee company, located at the Omni Nashville Hotel, just inside the Fifth Avenue entrance across from the Music City Center. Bongo Java's expert baristas take pride in their trade, serving up fresh locally roasted coffee, classic handcrafted espresso drinks, and fresh baked goods. Open every morning at 7 until 2 p.m. Monday through Saturday and noon on Sunday. Bongo Java adds to that great Omni Nashville Hotel experience.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Kyle Larson did it yet again. Eighth win of the season at Texas, locks himself into the championship four race at Phoenix. Up next is Kansas. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is Kyle Larson, and you're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
We are doing video now. Check us out at youtube.com/TheFinalLap. Like, subscribe, and hit the bell every single weekday right here.
Knows all there is to know about Johnny Five Star, and now you can too. It's Bill King.
What if I told you there is an Ohio high school powerhouse that rose through the ranks overnight to play on ESPN? What if I told you Milli Vanilli wrote their fight song? What if I told you their list of famous alumni includes Johnny Utah, Bernie Madoff, Kaiser Sose, and Lene Kakua? What if I told you Ohio football hasn't been this embarrassed since Terrell Pryor's tramp stamp? Omni Nashville Hotel 30 for 30 presents Bishop Sycamore, How to Catfish ESPN.
Perry Mason with a nomination. No Balls of Steel to Shelly, calling that girl's family. She needs to calm her man down, so no balls of steel.
Doesn't have the balls at all.
God knows what's going on behind the scenes there. Dow is down 200 points. I just pulled this up. Yeah, Dow is down 200. I haven't really looked around much this morning. Been too busy. Have a show I've been busy with this morning. Jim and Jupiter, Bill, no balls of steel to Jeff in the Borough, who's not obviously calling in today. So, again, another one. No balls of steel.
Can we get some balls around here?
Josh, Bill, you need to get on Zach Smith to talk some T-Bar Tommy and herbs. Maybe during the non-playing portion. I don't want to go too far. I know we spent a lot of time on it, but Jim in Jupiter says, Bill, Clemson is a better job than LSU. I think they're both outstanding jobs. I again, that would be the beauty pageant. That would be akin to Miss Hawaii versus Miss New Zealand. How about that? Since we have a Oklahoma fan who listens to us, nice guy out of New Zealand listening. Both are very attractive gigs. The Smoke Doctor up in Ohio. Bill, balls of steel to Eddie George and TSU for beating Tech on Saturday. Yeah, TSU, coached by Eddie George, beating Tennessee Tech on Saturday. So, balls of steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Yeah, if you live here, you know all about that. And, of course, Buckeye fans are tracking it because it's their Eddie George that they're happy for. Round man, Bill, the Urban Crier will be ready to take over at Florida next year. So you've got him heading back there. Jim and Jupiter, Bill, Shelley needs to deal with Urban, not Blondie's family. Yeah, but and Josh has been in touch with her. And he's made that public here on the show. Shelley is a fireball. So I could see this happening. Yeah, I could see this happening. And obviously her man is the reason, but sounds like she stands by her man no matter what. In this case, she is totally embarrassed. And I do not blame her for that. Yeah, I don't blame her for that part of it. She is totally humiliated and embarrassed. The Smoke Doctor, Bill, no balls of steel to Hugh Freeze and Liberty Loser T, he says. Yeah, not as good as before, but he's still done a pretty good job there. But no balls of steel.
No balls of steel.
Jeremy, this morning, is with us, says, Stoops' last-minute timeout just put 6 more points on the board. The spread, now that spread moved down a little bit, but I remembered the number 22.5, and it was 30-7, right? Am I right? I believe that's right. And so if you had Georgia minus the points, if you got in under 23, you were hanging on. One play left at about the 3-second mark. Then they called timeout, and they scored there. So a backdoor cover for the Cats in that game. I was thinking exactly about that on that play. Yeah, that's exactly what I was concentrating on. Lake Norman Buckeye. Bill, Urban Meyer is such an enigma that he hasn't coached in college football in 3 years and he still gets more airtime than maybe anybody else. Gets a lot of airtime, right? Yeah, he does get a lot of airtime. Anyway, somebody said they won yesterday, breaking that long losing streak. I wasn't watching, so I couldn't tell you, but somebody said that they actually got a W. Is that true? Can somebody confirm that? Yeah, market not real happy this morning. Dow not down as far as it was, down about 135 right now. I haven't looked at any of the individual stocks. I know Tesla has been red hot. Now, maybe down some this morning with the market. I don't know. That's what I've been watching. We can sneak another one in before the break here, Patton. Gutless and nutless to the Tennessee coach for not pulling the fan who hit Kiffin in the head with a golf ball to run that last play. He's obviously more accurate than his quarterback is. So the GOAT says gutless and nutless there.
It's gutless and nutless.
Did you see the video where he's walking off the field and he says one more and somebody throws a bottle and he catches it? It's like a water bottle and he catches it. That was all over Twitter too. All right, we're coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel. We'll be right back.
Good morning. Cleanup continues on that terrible crash over there on Murfreesboro Pike, just down from Fessler's. Traffic's still tied up in that area quite a bit, actually, because of that earlier wreck on Murfreesboro Pike, just down from Fessler's a bit. Dominican Drive at Rosa Parks also working that accident. Traffic's still a bit busy, but moving on I-40 coming in from Hickman County through Dixon County. Just watch your speed. Hey, Princess Hot Chicken is now open inside the Assembly Food Hall near the National Museum of African American Music on Broadway. Order online at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Bob's Steak and Chop House, located at the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef. The menu formula is simple. Incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Classic steakhouse food prepared and presented in a manner that Bon Appetit calls the kind of fare you'll want to go back for again and again. Voted one of the top 50 restaurants in the country by Travel and Leisure magazine, and one of only 11 steakhouses in America that serves A5 Wagyu steak. Bob's Steak and Chop House offers the classic steakhouse experience. For reservations, call 615-761-3707. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 5 to 10 p.m. And they've got complimentary valet parking available. Bob's Steak and Chop House, located 5th Avenue downtown at the Omni Nashville Hotel.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed, this truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
The George Plaster Show.
It's great. You finally led it in a place where you're going to thrive with the greatest people on sports radio, pretty much.
Weekdays starting at 2.
It's sports talk the way it should be.
The George Plaster Show.
Man, it's great to have you back, my friend.
The George Plaster Show.
This is going to be that much better now with George on afternoons, man. I can't wait, man.
George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning: sunshine, highs today around 72, for tonight patchy fog, lows around 45. For Tuesday, sunshine, high 74, Tuesday night partly cloudy, 50 degrees, Wednesday sunshine, highs near 78. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, this is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
College sports. Bill King knows a few things.
Hey, bring your ass on. Bring your ass on, you little sissy blue shirt.
Welcome back, everybody. Been a very clogged up, busy show. Clogged up, good. Yeah, that's a good term, not a bad one. And we've covered a lot of what went on. Obviously, the Coach O news, huge news. Big jobs open at Southern Cal and LSU. Do they fire Mullen? I don't see that happening this year. There's also, I believe it was the GOAT talking about this earlier. I believe this stems from a Bruce Feldman tweet about Dabo and LSU. It's something regarding Scott Woodward's going to make him say no. I just don't think Dabo, unless things are different than I think they are behind the scenes at Clemson, I just don't think he would leave. I don't think you can splash higher. He's making tons of money, so I don't think the money would affect him. He's already making so much of it. I don't know if you can pile it a lot higher and then he gets all excited about it. He can already afford anything he wants. And you'd be moving into the same neighborhood with Nick Saban and the SEC West. And you're winning natties at Clemson. At least you were. I don't know that that would interest him. But this stems from my Bruce Feldman tweet. Bruce is a well-known and pretty objective reporter when it comes to college football. He does his homework. I just don't see it happening, though. Yeah, I don't see a conclusion like that. Balls of Steel, and this is from Hawkeye Jason Patton, says to all of those who contributed on the show today, lot of solid content, also moments that made me chuckle. So, Balls of Steel there.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Yeah, the participation today has been exemplary. The participation today has been outstanding on the show. Now, tomorrow, we guest it up as we do on Tuesdays. That will be Charles Arbuckle. That will be Gator Dave. And that will be Griff. Griff will be with us a little later in hour number three. And he will be outstanding as always. I have not taken a look at the numbers at all, meaning the spreads. We will do that tomorrow morning. Let me see. I pulled something up. And let me see which phone I've got it on. The Week 8 OOP, I plagiarized. And let me find it here. Josh put it out on Sunday, and I just took it and retweeted it. Here is the Week 8 OOP. He's got Tennessee, Alabama. He's got Southern Cal, Notre Dame, number two. LSU, Ole Miss. He's got Oklahoma State, Iowa State, and number five, Oregon, against UCLA. That is the OOP. Yeah, that is his OOP for this week eight coming up. We've had some good weeks, too. No, we really have. We've had some outstanding weeks. Oh, and who was it? Rob said that 30 for 30 Grant hit a parlay over the weekend for $400. Is that right? Yeah, I think that's what he told me. Chip is a big Ole Miss fan, actually right here in the 615. And he says simply, Patton, a balls of steel to his quarterback, Matt Corral, who deservedly so. Probably should have mentioned that earlier. So, balls of steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
What did he have, like 195 yards rushing in that ball game? Lake Norman Buckeye. Bill, if I'm LSU, I go after Hugh Freeze, and I don't care what anybody thinks. Hugh wins. And at the end of the day, that silences everything. I didn't understand why Auburn didn't grab Freeze last year. Hugh is going to get a shot. I don't know which one it is. I don't know if Scott Woodward, considering the controversy going on there right now, would that kind of be a no-go? Would Hugh Freeze be more radioactive to LSU than maybe he would be at some other place? That's the question. And the answer is perhaps. But excellent recruiter, excellent on-the-field coach, Hugh Freeze. He does both. You may say, Bill, it got a little shaky down there at Ole Miss. Not just the off-the-field, but some of the recruiting allegations, etc. I know. That is real. But good point there by Lake Norman Buckeye. Scott Woodward, you've got to call Jimbo. I don't know that Jimbo would do it. I think there was a time he probably would, but I don't know that he would now. You've got to make that call. And some of these reports say he'll try Dabo Swinney, too. Because Scott Woodward does like to make flashy hires. He likes a big to-do, right? He likes to go big. He likes to swing for the five-run grand slam. Nothing wrong with that at all. But can he get one of those big names to flinch a little bit? That's unclear. at Patton underscore Cook. Very fast Monday edition. Tons of content. I'm sure there's a bunch today as we get on away from the show that I'll think back on and say, man, we should have gotten to that. That's a good problem to have. When stuff gets left on the cutting room floor, that's a good day. Lodge Pop.